How does technology affect our brain? One Vanderbilt neuroscientist has spent years trying to figure this out, and she tells WPLN's Emily Siner during our live series, Movers and Thinkers, it's actually responsible for an important part of human evolution.
Several years ago, Susanna Herculano-Huzel discovered a way to count how many neurons are in the brain. Her method was to dissolve brain tissue in detergent.
And it turns into something that looks like a cloudy apple juice, which, by the way, my students tell me that I've ruined apple juice for them.
Ick factor aside, once you dissolve the tissue, you can much more quickly count the number of cells in the brains of plenty of different animals.
So what did you find?
For instance, that what people used to expect, that if you take two brains of a similar size, they should have similar numbers of neurons. Turns out that's not true. You can have two brains of similar sizes, and one can have as much as 10 times more neurons than the other one. That's the difference between a pig and a baboon.
As you might expect, Susanna also found humans have way more neurons than any other animal. And her theory, which she's written a book about, is that the invention of cooking supercharged our brain development because it allowed humans to spend their days doing things beyond chewing food. And she says, really, any technology has that effect.
The first technology, if you'd like, was the stone tools that our ancestors manufactured 3 million years ago. The beautiful thing about technology is that, by definition, technology is any object, process, system that you come up with that can help you solve a problem faster. And that has been the history of making progress.
Susanna says maybe this will quell parents' fears about technology ruining their kids' brains. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.
This is part of the latest episode of Movers and Thinkers. You can hear the full show online at WPLN.org/movers.